So the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth, you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another as Christ also hath received unto you, unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when Christ had heard in prison the works of, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they are that clothed in soft garments in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. Art thou he that art to come? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we come to the second Sunday in Advent. In some ways, there is more of a joyful proclamation that the Redeemer is coming. And for us this year, because of the shortened Advent, truly, the Redeemer is coming very soon. Basically, just 2 weeks away, and we have Christmas. And so therefore, we prepare ourselves by prayer, by penance, by sacrifice. But we see in the gospel accounts, the disciples of St. John the Baptist, who again, we've talked about this before, that St. John, because of his holiness of life, that many of the people thought that he was the Messiah. So he had disciples that were following him. But St. John, with his true humility, told his disciples that the Messiah is to come, that he wasn't even worthy to loosen his sandal. And so therefore, from that, his disciples then go to seek our Lord, asking, is this the Messiah? Is this the one that we've been waiting for? And so that is what they go to do. The disciples of St. John ask our Lord if he was the Messiah. Is this the one that they have waited for? And our Lord answers them by telling them to go and relate to St. John. So he tells them, go tell St. John what you have seen and what you have heard. Which I think is very important for us to also to look at and to consider in this time period of Advent. The message of our Lord is very clear. He said, don't judge just based off of the words that have been said, whether his words or the words, obviously, that have been said about the Messiah. But he said, judge according to the works that you see. I mean, in a way, we can look at it in terms of, by their fruits you shall know them. And so that's what he was trying to encourage them also, that they would therefore judge it based off of what they have seen, what they've seen, what they've heard, and not just necessarily the words that our Lord says, based off of what they have seen him do. And so therefore, knowing that the prophecies about our Lord have been fulfilled, And so that is what he wants them to take to St. John. Again, St. John knew that this was the Messiah. I mean, he knew that for himself, but he sent them for them to be convinced of it. Again, going back to the idea of St. John's humility of making sure that they follow the true Messiah. He just prepared the way. He was the precursor. But he wanted them to make sure that they understood that this was the Messiah for them to follow because of what he has done. The miracles he's performed, the things that he has said, the things that he had shown to them, he wanted them to follow our Lord. And so that was no better proof for them, but then for them to come back to St. John and tell him, yes, this is what we've seen, this is what we've witnessed, these are all the different things. So that therefore they would be convinced of that. And so our Lord shows them what does it mean to be, in a sense, a true Christian, a true follower of Christ. And so that is where it's not just off of words, but it's by deeds. And we know this. We know that our faith has to be based off of also what we do, not just saying of what we say, okay, this is what I believe, but we have to show that. Proof is in the works that we do. As they say, proof is in the pudding. You know, for us then to understand correctly of how we need to live our lives, living a truly Catholic life. And so you prove that, you prove your faith by the works and the deeds that you do. I mean, again, our Lord has warned against, you know, false prophets. You know, he's warned about them, but he said very simply, by their fruits you shall know them. By the things that they do, you shall see truly who they are. And so that comes back to us too. Because that's something that we must try to look in our own lives too. Yes, we are followers of Christ. We are Christians. We're Catholics, the only true Christians there are. We are followers of Christ, but do we back that up by how we live our life too? And I would say that's a good lesson for us in this time period of Advent. As we're preparing for the coming of the Christ-hood, we want to receive these graces at Christmas time. So what are we doing? You know, are we doing something to receive that? I mean, just as it was mentioned to you to see, there's positive and negative things that we can do. Positive things, trying to do more for our Lord. Different prayers, different readings, maybe spiritual reading, scripture reading. And then the negative things, yes, giving things up that we know maybe are a danger to us, things that hurt us, things that keep us away from serving God. Or just denying oneself. And so, yes, there are positive and negative things that we can do, but there are things that we can do. That is not just, okay, we're saying, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm preparing for Christmas. How are we preparing for Christmas? What are we doing? In order for us to receive the graces from God, I mean, that is what it is based off of. So our actions, our deeds will depend whether we receive these graces at Christmas time. As I say, it's a shortened time period for us. It's basically 21 days, 3 weeks. That's all we have in preparing for the coming of the Christ child. And so now we're down to just these 2 weeks left. You know, so we need to make sure that our actions speak louder than words. That we're actually doing something in order to receive these graces. And so again, the question becomes for us, do our actions and our deeds show that we follow Christ? Is our everyday life illustrating that we're a follower of Christ? Many today can be judged by their actions, and therefore by looking at their actions, it would show that they serve other things. They serve their belly, as it says in sacred scripture, their passions, mammon we talked about. You know, we see that reference in sacred scripture. You can't serve two masters. It's either Christ or mammon. And so many people in today's world, they will serve other things. St. Augustine had said, many mark their foreheads with the sign of Christ, but in their hearts reject his teachings and his commandments. So yes, they claim, I'm a follower of Christ, but truly inside of them, they don't even follow that. St. James has said in sacred scripture in his epistle 2:18, show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee by works my faith. So he's showing to us what it should be. By our works, we show our faith. And so that's what's important for us. If you don't have works that go along with your faith, it's empty. It's empty before God. And so there's a lot of people that think they can serve the two masters or have a foot in each camp. And that's what's a shame, because they miss out on that opportunity. I know many will go to church, they will pray, they will give alms, but they have an animosity toward other people, they lack charity toward others, they can't curb their venomous tongues, they have bad habits, they follow the things of the world. Well, that's not a follower of Christ. I mean, that's where we have to try to see, yes, you can go to Mass all you want, you can go and pray all you want, you can give alms, but again, you come back to that idea of the Pharisee who didn't go home justified. Yeah, the Pharisee and the publican. And remember, the Pharisee was the one that actually, yes, he gave alms. He gave his tithes all the time. He fasted. He did all of these things. So he actually, yes, he completed these things. But again, we come back, and what spirit was it? It was just to be praised by man around him. Those works were not, in a sense, blessed by God, because clearly our Lord said he didn't go home justified. And so there's so many people that they lose sight of what they should be doing. They're so caught up with this world around them and think, okay, well, I can come to Mass here, I can pray here, I can give alms here, and I'm fine. Well, that's not the case that it is. You know, they're serving two masters, and I think that's where it's dangerous for us. We want the crown, but not the cross, as has been said many times. And so I think it's important for us then to try to take these last 2 weeks to really try to look at what deeds are we doing? What are we trying to accomplish in these last 2 weeks of Advent? Can we say that we are true followers of Christ? And that's the message that our Lord was giving to these disciples when they approached him. Are you the one, or do we wait for another? And basically he was telling them, he said, judge by what you see. What do you think? And so, yes, we know that it is the true Messiah that is coming. But have we spent our Advent so far waiting for him? Are we opening ourselves up to the graces that God will offer to us? That's why I say, look at these last 2 weeks and really try to put forth that effort. By your works, by your deeds, are you showing that you want the graces coming into your soul? And all we have to do is look at some of the people, you know, in the time period of Advent, St. John the Baptist and what he did, his preaching, his works, what he showed to them. The Blessed Virgin Mary, obviously, her preparation to receive our Lord. And then our Lord Jesus Christ, once he came into this world, what he did. So let us pray to these saints for us. Pray to our Lord and our Lady, St. John the Baptist. Pray to them and ask for the graces that we need, especially in these last 2 weeks, to make sure we put forth that effort that we can. The greatest effort we can give to God. God will reward us. And so let us say with the liturgy, stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare thy way. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.